Go for Lozano.
Hello. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yep.
Thank you very much. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
2000.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm absolutely voting. This country needs to change.
And so is an almost certain or probably?
Oh, that's a certainty.
Thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The Nimrod in the White House and old people in the other places.
And the old people in other places.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I was out of the country, so I didn't vote for it.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
It depends on if I can hide my results from my wife or not. If I can, I'm going to go with Donald J. Trump. If I can't, I'm going to go with Kennedy.
And just for the purpose of the question, how should I record your answer? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Republican Donald Trump?
Go for Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
Absolutely not.
And on a scale of 0 to 100?
That'll be a 0. I will not be voting for him.
Thank you. And the next one is Donald Trump.
I give him an 80.
An 80. Thank you very much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Probably Republican, but I don't really vote for things like that.
Oh, okay. But for the purpose of the question, how should I record your answer?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Terry Lake?
Republican. Just put that across the board.
Thank you. Now, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump or in the Republican Party, or Joe Biden in the Republican Party?
I'd rather Donald Trump. I don't agree with kicking everybody out, but I also definitely don't agree with what Biden is suggesting, which is borderline slavery. So.
Now, we do have a scale, if that helps. We have trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more, trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more, or trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more, or trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more.
I trust Donald Trump much more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Agree.
And is that somewhat agree or strongly agree?
We'll go with somewhat again.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Say that one more time.
Yes. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree, being as my father is that.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Absolutely agree.
So is that a strongly agree?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Let me save you some time and go with disagree to everything that Biden will be doing because I will not be voting for him. 0% chance. I don't care.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry about this, but we are required to read verbatim, and I cannot choose for you. So we will have to go one by one. It doesn't matter because we still have the scale, and right now we're looking if you are willing to or would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or would it make no difference one way or another for each one?
Much less likely to all.
Much less likely. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much
That's less likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
That's less likely.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
That's less likely.
Thank you. Two more to go. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
That's less likely.
Thank you. And one more to go. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, and most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
That's less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, changing a bit of topic, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community.
Somewhat concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Not concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Not concerned.
And is that, okay, not at all concerned or a little concerned?
I'm afraid I can no longer understand you. I'm reaching to a point, driving, where I am in an area that does not have service, so we may have to stop here.
Oh, we're about to be finished, actually. Just a few more questions. Now, I'm going to read you different approaches to former... Okay. Damn. Mm-hmm.